WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
April is National Poetry Month, and as you heard in the first hour, WNYC is soliciting your poems on the theme of normalcy, which you can submit through Twitter at WNYC or send via email to WNYCpoetry@gmail.com. But now on the show, we want to recommend some poems to you, and by we, I mean our friends at the New York Public Library. Joining us now are two librarians who helped compile a list of their favorite poetry books of the last year, Grace Yamada. Welcome, Grace.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Afternoon. And Leanna Frankland joins us as well. Leanna, hi.
Hi there.
Listeners, help us celebrate National Poetry Month. Who is your favorite poet, favorite collection of poetry? You can even call in and recite a bit of your favorite poem if you are up for it. The number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Our social media is also at all of it, WNYC. Grace, how did you compile this list?
So we work as a committee of librarians from all over Manhattan, Staten Island, and the Bronx, and we discover poetry through all sorts of ways. Get together, we talk about it, we argue about it, and at the end, we vote to select our 10 favorite collections that we think our patrons are going to love.
Who makes, you said that the librarians, Leanna, make up the selection committee. Did you notice any sort of trends among the discussions?
Recently, we have noticed some trends in the poetry we've been reviewing. So one of them, and I think it probably even ties back to the theme that you're soliciting, the normalcy theme, is that we're far enough into the pandemic era that most of the things we're reading have been written during it, right? So it's poets are grappling with the issues that we all have been grappling with, like pitting self-improvement with versus self-love in that quarantine environment. People are asking themselves, was I supposed to become this better person while I was at home? And is there something wrong with me if I didn't? These same questions that the rest of us are grappling with, the poets are grappling with too.
Listeners, help us celebrate National Poetry Month. Who is your favorite poet? Do you have a favorite collection of poetry? You can even call in and recite a bit of your favorite poem. If you are up for it, our phone number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can always let us know via Twitter or Instagram at all of it, WNYC. My guests are Leanna Frankland and Grace Yamada. They are both senior librarians with the New York Public Library. Okay, so we found this list yesterday. I was so excited to get you on the show. I know it was last minute, but I said, oh, great, they have this great poetry list. Let's go through some of it. This is from last year. Oh, You Robot Saints by Rebecca Morgan Frank. The uniting theme of this book seems to be about robots, machines, why humanity builds them. So, Grace, how do the poems explore that theme?
This is a really great collection. I think one of the wonderful and unique things about poetry is how it can cross genres. I would consider this both a great book of poetry, but also a very humorous, lively book, and that dabbles in elements of sci-fi and religion. A running theme is the idea of the reliquary, the religious object that holds a piece of a saint. And these poems discuss how perhaps things that we don't think of as sacred are.
Well, let's listen to Frank reading one of her poems. This is from a virtual poetry reading for the Hot Else Poetry Series in Baltimore. Here's Rebecca Frank.
Invention number one. I remember what it was to see something emerge, like an idea hooked out of a fishbowl. Beyond the desert, there was always a tree line. It was singular. It dotted the landscape like a state line. If you climbed the gnarled branches, you could see down the roads to faraway gardens. You could plan for flowers and end up digging for turnips, plant berry bushes, and up came honeysuckle. The vine trailed up and over all of the unseen walls. You never knew what was crawling up the other side towards you. Sometimes discovery is quiet, sometimes simultaneous and loud.
That was Rebecca Morgan Frank. Leanna, the library called this, quote, an irreverent jaunt through churches, factories, and dressing rooms. What's irreverent about this collection?
I think this collection, its take on our, like, the machine's place in our lives and maybe how that's moving to our place in the machine's lives is part of the irreverence. The ideas behind it are for sure irreverent. And this is a great collection for people to enter poetry with, I think, as well.
Let's take a few calls. John calling in from Glen Head, New York. Hi, John. Thank you for calling All of It.
Hello. This is great. So I have George H. Miles, said the rose. I am weary of the garden, said the rose. For the winter winds are sighing, my playmates round me dying, and soon my leaves will be lying neath the snows. But I hear my mistress coming, said the rose. She will take me to her chamber where the honeysuckle clamber, and I'll bloom there all December spite the snows. Softer fell her lily finger than the bee. Ah, how feebly I resisted, smoothed my thorns and even assisted, as all blushing I was twisted from my tree. And she fixed me in her bosom like a star, and I flashed there all the morning, jasmine, honeysuckle, scorning parasites forever fawning that they are. It goes on for a long time, so I will leave it at that.
And tell me what it is you like about this poem. Why is this poem important to you?
Well, it's a very tragic ending, but at the end, the rose is giving its life to the mistress, and I memorized it for my wife, and she loved it for one Christmas. So it's very special to both of us.
What a wonderful gift. Thank you, John, for calling in. Let's talk to Dawn from Brooklyn. Hi, Dawn. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. I would love to share my favorite poem. It's the first memory of a poem from fifth grade. It's This Is Just to Say by William Carlos Williams. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet, and so cold.
That was a lovely reading, by the way, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Wasn't it? That was beautiful. I love that poem, too.
Let's get back to the library's list with Leanna Franklin and Grace Yamada. We'll get some more folks on the air in just a moment. This is 100 Lovers by Richie Hoffman. He's a poet who teaches at Stanford, described by the publisher, Penguin Random House, as an erotic journal in poems. So, Leanna,
yes,
what kind of poems are these?
So what we love about 100 Lovers is that it presents gay sex, love, and eros with a refreshing and unapologetic frankness. It has a coolness about it, which has a sense of detachment from passion, and that is enticing and even perplexing. And Hoffman shows his skill in describing small details beautifully. And all the while you're reading these poems, you're listening to a writer surrounded by excess, yet full of longing.
Let's listen to a clip of Richie Hoffman reading from the poem Spring Wedding. This comes from a reading for the Hudson Valley Writers Center.
Spring Wedding. The day before we married, we napped in the afternoon with no sheets over us and felt the breeze from the lake on our backs and butts and legs. It felt different, a small rebellion, though we've slept in one another's arms for 10 years, like little beasts, vulnerable and hairy with saliva on our skin. The next day, we were men again, ironed shirts, knotted ties of silk, deodorant, parted hair, promises. We will have children. We will buy another house. One of us will get cancer. All of our parents will die.
That was by Richie Hoffman from his book, 100 Lovers. Let's take some more calls on this Poetry Month. Sarah on line 4, calling in from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Ridgewood, Queens.
Oh, Ridgewood, hi. Queens. I'm sorry. I'm from New Jersey, and I just assumed so. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
What's your poem?
I have a poem from James Tate, who I really, really love. And it just, this poem came to mind to me this morning when I heard the news about the bombing at the train station. So to start, Jesus got up one day a little later than usual. He had been dreaming so deep, there was nothing left in his head. What was it? A nightmare? Dead bodies walking around all around him? Eyes rolled back, skin falling off? But he wasn't afraid of that. It was a beautiful day. How about some coffee? Don't mind if I do. Take a little ride on my donkey. I love that donkey. Hell, I love everybody.
That is Sarah calling in from Ridgewood, Queens. Thank you for helping us celebrate National Poetry Month. Let's talk to Tom calling from Franklin Square, with my favorite poet. I don't know what the poem is, but my favorite poet, Tom.
It is E.E. Cummings, "I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In. I will read it without punctuation, but I do suggest you look at it too. I carry your heart with me, I carry it in. My heart, I am never without it anywhere. I go, you go, my dear, and whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true, and it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart.
Tom, thank you so much. I'm going to read my favorite E.E. Cummings song. I actually know this one by heart, but I'm going to read it just to be safe. In just spring, when the world is muddlicious, the little lame balloon man whistles far, and we and Eddie and Bill come running for marbles and piracies. And it's spring, when the world is puddle wonderful. The queer old balloon man whistles far, and we and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope. And it's spring, and the goat-footed balloon man whistles far, and we. Just had to get that in there. My guests are Leanna Franklin and Grace Yamada from the New York Public Library. They have compiled a great list of poetry from the past year. So, Grace, this one just came out this week. Time is a Mother from Ocean Vuong's second collection of poetry, first since releasing his novel On Earth Were Briefly Gorgeous. How would you describe his style?
I'm going to kick that one to Leanna, but I just wanted to say... I love both of those selections from E.E. Cummings, and I think he's one of those poets where, depending on how you read it, the poems can have very different meanings. And I really encourage people to seek those out and look at them on the page, because not only are they melodious to the ear, they're beautiful to the eye.
That's true. The In Just Spring, the words are on a diagonal at one point. It's just wonderful. It's so joyful. Okay, Liana, you're up for Ocean Vuong. How would you describe the style of this collection?
Vuong writes with such a tenderness and gentleness, yet there's also a violence to it, a delicate violence in these poems. And this collection is him writing in the wake of his mother's death. So he's really speaking about that universal experience of loss that we all go through. We're all feeling it more acutely with all the external stressors we have on our lives right now. And he really draws the reader into his own life. And you feel it as though it were your own in this collection.
Let's listen to Ocean Vuong reading his poem, Amazon History of a Former Nail Salon Worker, from the new collection. This comes from a recent interview on NPR's Fresh Air.
Amazon History of a Former Nail Salon Worker. March. Advil, ibuprofen, 4-pack. Sally Hansen pink nail polish, 6-pack. Clorox bleach, industrial size. Diane hairpins, 4-pack. Seafoam handheld mirror. I love New York t-shirt, white, small. April. Nongshim ramen noodle bowl, 24-pack. Cotton balls, 100 count. Thank you for your loyalty cards, 30 count. Tooling, POR 154044, solvent, 1 quart. UV LED nail lamp, cuticle oil, value pack, clear acrylic nail tips, 500 count.
That was Ocean Vuong reading from Time is a Mother. Let's take some more calls. Lorraine is calling in from Rockaway Beach. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I'd like to read a poem by Joyce Kilmer, 1913, called Trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Lorraine, thank you. Let's go to Allison calling in from Queens. Hi, Allison, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks, and thanks for the great show. I'd like to read from Love Is Not All by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Love is not all. It is not meat, nor drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain, nor yet a floating spar to men that sink and rise and sink and rise and sink again. Love cannot fill the thickened lung with breath, nor clean the blood, nor set the fractured bone. Yet, many a man is making friends with death, even as I speak, for lack of love alone. It may well be that in a difficult hour, pinned down by pain and moaning for release, or nagged by want past resolution's power, I might be driven to sell your love for peace, or trade the memory of this night for food. It may well be. I do not think I would.
Allison, thank you. Let's go to Steve calling in from Brooklyn Heights. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon. There's a poem by Robert Frost that touches me a lot. And it says, my sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Her pleasure will not let me stay. She talks and I am fain to list. She's glad the birds have gone away. She's glad her simple worsted gray is silver now with clinging mist. The desolate, deserted trees, the faded earth, the heavy sky, the things she so truly sees, she thinks I have no eye for these and vexes me for reasons why. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow.
but it were vain to tell her so. They are better for her praise.
Steve, thank you so much. Let's get back to our senior librarians from the New York Public Library, Leanna Franklin, and Grace Yamada. So, Grace, tell us about a collection that you are really excited about that's on this list.
Wow. You know, I'm excited about all of them. but if I had to pick one today, I'm really luxuriating in Mama Five Represents by Cheryl Boyce Taylor. You know when people say that, you know, after a death that there's going to be a celebration of life, and you're like, yeah, sure, I am not celebrating. This is actually a celebration of life. Professor Taylor wrote this after the death of her son, Fife Dog, as he's commonly known, of a tribe called Quest. And it's an incredibly musical journey through his life. It actually includes some of their correspondence. And it's just a beautiful tribute from a mother to her son. And if anyone's feeling a little down, really recommend this collection.
I'm so
from 2021.
So glad you picked that one, because we picked a piece of Cheryl Boyce Taylor reading from the collection. I'm glad you brought us here. It's an excerpt from an interview with writer Hanif Adurakib for Haymarket Books' Breakbeat Poets Live series. Let's take a listen.
The poets come to our house with sage, white candles, and Florida water. They bring calla lilies, my son's favorite flower. They bring drums, choras, and shakerays. We make a joyful noise, form a prayer circle. Ilana leads all in song. We hug each other, a laying on of hands. We howl and pray together. I feel lifted. Hamatan, something close to lightning and sandstorm. Honey, did we remember to turn off the bathroom light? Will you bring my writing pen and paper? Is the door locked? Will everyone leave before sunrise? What day is it? Has the cat been fed? Will I see my son again? Can I? Will you pray with me?
That is from Mama Fife Represents by Cheryl Boyce Taylor. I want to ask about something on the list, Leanna. It's from 2021, If God is a Virus, by journalist Sima Yasmin. The collection is not about COVID, but about the Ebola virus in the U.S. and West Africa. How does this collection mix journalism and poetry?
It was so coincidental that this collection came out at a time when we were all dealing with a new virus, right? So Yasmin is a journalist and a doctor who was working with Ebola patients and writing, you know, bulletins back saying what was going on. And then she also dealt with what she was going through poetry. And so this collection is her expression of everything that she witnessed and felt while she was helping these Ebola patients.
You're also recommending a newer book that explores loss, another form of loss, the theme of losing a child, Path of Totality by Nina Polari.
Yes, that is an excellent collection that just came out this year. And in this collection, Polari explores her grief after the stillbirth of her child. And it is deeply powerful, yet unpretentious. She really is brave and honest in her depictions of what she went through. And you really feel like a companion with her as she walks through this experience.
Let's take.
And am I correct, Leanna, that she's going to be speaking at the library soon?
She is. On Monday evening, we have a panel of poets, and Nina Polari will be one of them. And you register, it's free and open to the public to watch Nina Polari and poets Fadi Judah and Tomas Maureen on Monday evening to kick off NYPL's World Literature Festival.
Love it. So glad people can see poetry IRL. Let's take a few more calls. Gregory calling in from Harlem, one of our loyal listeners. Hi, Gregory.
How are you, Allison?
I'm well, sir.
I am so happy to be able to read this in honor of my dear wife and to everyone who ever was in love, by Walter Benton from his collection called This Is My Beloved, the title poem. Were I Pygmalion or God, I would make you exactly as you are in all dimensions. From your warm hair to your intimate toes, would you be holy in your own image? I would change nothing, add, nor take away.
Gregory, thank you so much. Let's go to Van from Brooklyn on line 8. Hi, Van. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for answering my call.
You are on the air.
I'm going to read Tonight I Can Write by Pablo Neruda. It's one of my favorite poems. Tonight I can write the saddest lines. Write, for example, the night is starry and the stars are blue and shiver in distance. The night wind revolves in the sky and sings. Tonight I can write the saddest lines. I loved her, and sometimes she loved me too. Through nights like this one, I held her in my arms. I kissed her again and again under the endless sky. She loved me, and sometimes I loved her too. I could one that have loved her great still eyes. Tonight I can write the saddest lines. To think that I do not have her, to feel that I have lost her, to hear the immense night still more immense without her. And the verse falls to a soul like dew to the pasture. What does it matter that my love cannot keep her? The night is starry and she is not with me. That's a soul in the distance. Someone is singing in the distance. My soul is not satisfied that it has lost her.
Van, thank you so much. Before we wrap, I want to ask each of you, Leanna and Grace, if there is a poet that you'd like someone to check out, somebody that you just really love. They're not, don't have to be on this list, but is someone you wish people knew more about. Grace, you want to go first?
Yeah. His collection is called Please Come Off Book. And his name is... Well, while I look that up, this is a really fun collection written from the perspective of an actor by Kevin Cantor. I fought really hard for this book and I lost. Thanks, everybody.
This is your chance. You got it on public radio. Excellent.
I've been waiting. And Kevin Cantor is a non-binary actor, and they explore the idea of gender through performance. And I just think it's such a fun and ingenious way to approach the subject. You know, I wake up and put my gender on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And it's a hilarious collection. If you need a break from the more mordant side of poetry, this poetry does address very serious topics, but in a really jovial, friendly way for someone who maybe hasn't read poetry before.
Leanna, final word?
I would recommend a new collection by Linda Gregerson called Canopy. I really loved this book. It explores environmental degradation and the future of the planet, and thinking about even what future generations will think of us and what their experience of the world will be like. And in it, she asks the question that stuck with me: how will they know what we mean by July? And that just has stayed with me, of what are we doing to our planet that they won't even know what seasons are soon. So I think it's a great collection for people to read.
My guests have been you, listeners, with your poetry selections, as well as Leanna Franklin and Grace Yamada, senior librarians at the New York Public Library. Thank you so much for walking us through the list. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.